Now, a new project in the Portage County area will provide grants for artists to create murals. The project was set up specifically to assist artists. The pandemic continues to slow the economy, and opportunities to create art have dwindled. Greg Wright is the executive director of Create Portage County. Greg, thanks a lot for joining us today. Oop, do we have Greg?
I'm here now, yeah.
There you are. Sorry, I think I dropped out for a second. Could you tell us more about this mural project?
Sure. So I work for an organization called Create Portage County. We do creativity-based placemaking and community development work in the Stevens Point area. And we were really watching the economic impact of COVID-19 and how it was affecting the arts. If you've been following that at all, the last data I saw was that it's been more than $10 billion of lost economy for people in the arts sector. And so we were trying to think about what we could do as an organization to help deliver revenue streams to artists that have been impacted at this time. And we have done a couple of mural projects in the past. And we thought that that would be a great opportunity. If we could raise some funds to do some new murals in the community, we could hire artists impacted by COVID-19 to do that work for us.
I know a lot of cities have had mural projects lately. You're trying to get out of kind of the usual suspects, right? Into more rural parts of the area.
Yeah, we see great mural projects happening in Milwaukee right now. We see them happening in Detroit, Chicago, L.A. There are a couple of small towns that have done them. Dubuque actually has a really great mural collection right now. But generally, we see them happening in high-density urban areas. But we think the impact they can have is great. We've done a couple in the city core of Stevens Point as well. But part of the goal of this project is to move that into some of the rural communities around Stevens Point as well.
So can you talk about some of the sites you have in mind so far?
Sure. So we have a call out for a mural in Junction City that is open in terms of its location, but we're still trying to find the right location for that particular project. We're going to do one on the wall of McZee's Brew Pub in Rosholt. We are working on a project called Artists and Fair, which is a rehab of an old Shopko space in the Plover area. And we have a couple of mural calls that are open in terms of location that could happen in Stevens Point or in some of the communities around it, Amherst, Custer, anything in Portage County.
A lot of times we think of art, you go into a place to see it. You go into the museum or a gallery or whatever. Can you talk about the value of having public art, a mural that you could see as you walk or drive by?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of value to public art. One of the biggest things we see is that it's equitable. Access to public art is available to anybody in the community. I know a lot of people don't have time or dollars to go into a museum all the time. A lot of art is purchased and in people's homes. And so if you don't have the resources to buy your own art, it can, really limit people's access that way. Public art, we raise money as a community. We put it in a space that is visible to anybody in the community, and it becomes the community's. And so we really appreciate that particular piece of it. The other aspect of it, though, too, is that these public art installations tend to transform community spaces. They attract people who want to not just see them, but interact with them, take, Instagram photos or other social media photos with these pieces of art. And then when they're in that location, they tend to shop. So they visit bars, restaurants, ice cream shops, coffee shops, and they can inject commerce into those areas as well.
We're talking to Greg Wright, executive director of Create Portage County, about a mural project looking to hire artists to create public murals this round in rural parts of central Wisconsin. What's the process here for artists to try to get on board with this, Greg?
So we've set up a web page on our website, createportagecounty.org/paintthecounty, and people can access information about the specific calls there. There also is an application form online there. We're asking for artists to obviously submit the concept they have, submit some examples of their past work. We have some questions as well about economic impact of COVID. If artists can show that they've been impacted in some way, if they have a local connection to the community, we always love working with local artists when we can. We're also using this project to try to increase access to public art space for underrepresented voices in our community. So we're actively looking for artists that are not from the traditional art culture that we have here in Portage County. So, we are open to Polish Catholic artists, but we're also looking for other types of artists as well to participate in this project.
I've seen some comparisons to, a New Deal kind of thinking where, writers and photographers were hired to document the American landscape and people were hired to create art. Is that kind of the spirit of this program?
Yeah, we really took some motivation from some early articles that came out at the beginning of COVID that had talked about the value of a New Deal style investment. We were watching, we're part of an economic recovery team here in Portage County, and we were talking a lot about unemployment and the increase in unemployment. And one thing we were thinking about as an organization is you see all these dollars going to unemployment insurance, which is really valuable at this time, but it's going to really high capacity people who are sitting at home because of this virus. And so we were trying to think about what you could do that would safely activate some of those people who are at home. And the nice part about mural installations specifically is they typically are outdoors. They're typically in a safe location, and they're often done by one person. And so they meet those social distancing requirements for work. So, we wanted to think about what we could do to leverage resources that were available in the state and in our community to activate people who are at home, who are underemployed, who are maybe not able to do their traditional work, and do that in a way that, again, added beauty and culture to our community at a time that otherwise has been really, really hard.
Do you have a timeline in mind for when people in the area could see the painting on the wall?
So we're hoping that some artists will get started yet this late summer and fall. Obviously, we're Stevens Point, it's a snowy community. Once it gets into mid-October, the odds of successfully painting an outdoor mural is pretty low. But we do hope that we'll get at least a mural or three painted before that mid-October deadline. But the project will run through at least next fall. This is actually us kicking off a project we're hoping that we can continue with for a while to see more and more murals come out over time. But specifically, we're looking at trying to do about 10 new murals in the community sometime between now and next fall.
If people want to get more information about this, Greg, whether they're artists or eager members of the public, where can they go to find it?
Again, the easiest place is our website, where they can either go to just our regular homepage, createportagecounty.org, or /paintthecounty. There's information there. We're also actually asking for community members to help us identify locations. So if you're not an artist but have a really great idea of where a mural could go, there's an opportunity for you to send us some information there as well.
Greg, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Greg Wright is Executive Director of Create Portage County. He joined us today to talk about a new grant program his organization is starting that aims to employ artists impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic to create murals in rural parts of the area.